What can you tell us, Mr. Van Nistelrooy, about the difference between your proposition and the proposition made by the Commission?
Very clear, a couple of points that were brought in from the Parliament side. First thing is that this housing measures can be taken in all countries, not just in the EU 12, the new member states. So this is a big difference, we changed it. And the second point is that we gave a lot of attention to the point that housing projects should not be in bad locations, because very often these kind of deteriorated sites are far away, and if you want to integrate, for instance, Roma population, you have to build or rebuild houses in places where they are more close to the villages, for instance, or cities.
And of course, the other difference is that you insist in the possibility of renovating existing housing instead of building always new structures.
Yes, it is both, because sometimes people are very, very well in a good location, but the houses are bad, so then you can renovate. These are two possibilities, and it's very logic to make this two possible possibilities for regions and cities to decide.
Yeah, you're talking about permanent integration of marginalized communities. What was the problem regarding that issue, I mean the permanent integration, with the Commission's proposition?
Okay, yeah, there was in fact that in the beginning the European Commission did not have clear criteria. And I have my experiences in the Netherlands as a former regional minister, and I've been working for let me say little camps and for people living in mobile homes, like etc. And what I always saw that if you do not locate them well, the integration doesn't come. It doesn't mean a permanent integration. The people, for instance, sometimes they have in places far away from the city, they have even own schools. But I don't think this is integration. Integration is that you participate like normal citizens in the society, and you get the chances to build up your life and children's life. So this is really something I brought in, and it has to be worked out now by the European Commission before they say yes to the money, because there's a lot of money that can be spent now on better housing for marginalized groups.
That goes only for the member states, not for the candidates.
For all the member states, of course, yes.
But this money isn't from the regional funds, isn't meant for example, Serbia or
no,
countries.
Not for the member states, because it is another fund. If you are in the European Union, it's a regional fund, and there are assessment, pre-accession funds available for those countries. But this law, this change in the European regulation, restricted itself to the member states, the 27, and this is a lot, because if you see what money you talk about, we talk about the margin that it can be spent, some 500 million a year. So if they make a choice for these kind of activities, they can rely on Europe. But it is local debate whether they do it for a road or do it for housing or do it for. They are not obliged to, but they can.
But that can change the other expenses in the budget that exists, because the budget will not.
Of course, there's no free lunch. So what this is, that is that we give the possibility there, where local communities and national states take this in the operational programs to do not only economic measures but also social measures. This is typically social, they can bring it in, but it's their programming. It's a possibility to a maximum of 2% of the money in the ERDF.
You're emphasizing the Roma population in the European Union. Is this the biggest problem regarding housing, or?
Okay, what I saw in the my visits in the new member states several times in Romania, I visited several Roma villages or settlements, etc. So that's what I know, but it's not restricted to this, because you have other groups. You have, for instance, legal immigrants, that stay in Greece and stay in Italy. But my colleagues in the parliament asked my special attention for this, so we brought this under this regulation.
This is meant for marginalized communities. What is the criteria to get a status of a marginalized community?
Yeah, you don't get the status as such. Just the project is accepted. You say that if a city comes with the proposal to build or to rebuild a site, then there is no big debate, because it's always very worse in terms of the housing situation. So we don't. It is not a theoretic action in which we say what are exactly the marginalized groups and when you are marginalized or not. It is the baddest housing situation in the regions, especially also in the rural areas, that can be treated now. And it looks like a lot of money, but as you said, they have to make the choice for the project. Second is that they have to co-finance a part out of the money of the state or the region. So it's not a theoretical point. It should be very clear that we change and in a sustainable way, in an integrated way, that we give a direct contribution to a better housing situation for marginalized groups that are in the better situation. And it depends on whether you live in Portugal, in the UK, or in Romania. So it can differ a lot. It's not theoretical, statistical action at all.
So basically it's money meant for groups that live in very bad housing conditions.
That's true.
And it doesn't matter if you're Roma or
it does not really matter, but you know, if a city can do one or two projects, this is always for the ones who are lacking behind. And so this is not, it's more theoretical problem than in practice it will be.